Welcome to episode 813 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we resume our study of Jesus in Every Book of the Bible, a series which we launched last year. Finding Jesus in each book of the Old Testament involves recognizing types, prophecies, themes, and foreshadowing that point to his life, mission, and person. Here's what we've found so far. In Genesis, Jesus is the promised seed of the woman who will crush the serpent's head, prefiguring the victory over sin and Satan. In Exodus, Jesus is the Passover lamb whose blood saves from death, and the greater Moses, who leads his people to ultimate freedom. In Leviticus, Jesus is the high priest, who offers himself as the perfect sacrifice for sin, fulfilling the law's requirements, once and for all. In Numbers, Jesus is the bronze serpent lifted up, to heal all who look upon him, and the leader who guides his people, through the wilderness. In Deuteronomy, Jesus is the prophet, like Moses, to whom we must listen, and the one who perfectly upholds and embodies the law. In Joshua, Jesus is the true Joshua, leading his people into the ultimate promised land and victory over sin. In Judges, Jesus is the righteous judge and deliverer who saves his people from their sin and oppression. In Ruth, Jesus is the ultimate kinsman redeemer who redeems us into his family and covers us with his righteousness. In 1 Samuel, Jesus is the anointed king, greater than David, establishing an eternal kingdom. In 2 Samuel, Jesus is the fulfillment of the Davidic covenant, the promised king to sit on David's throne forever. In 1 Kings, Jesus is the greater Solomon, bringing in everlasting peace and wisdom. In 2 Kings, Jesus is the Lord over all kings, and the one who preserves a remnant, foreshadowing his faithful preservation of his people. In 1 Chronicles, Jesus is the Son of David, who reigns eternally, and the focus of true worship. In 2 Chronicles, Jesus is the one who heals the land when his people turn back to him in repentance. In Ezra, Jesus is the faithful scribe, who restores the law and rebuilds the temple of our hearts. In Nehemiah, Jesus is the rebuilder of the broken walls of human life, providing salvation and restoration. In Esther, Jesus is the advocate who stands in the gap for his people, turning the plot of the enemy for good. In Job, Jesus is the living redeemer who at last will stand upon the earth, offering ultimate vindication and restoration. In Psalms, Jesus is the song of the suffering servant, the righteous king, and our shepherd. In Proverbs, Jesus is wisdom incarnate, the source of all truth and understanding. In Ecclesiastes, Jesus is the meaning and purpose of life, providing fulfillment beyond the sun. In Song of Solomon, Jesus is the bridegroom who loves and cherishes his bride, the church, with divine passion. In Isaiah, Jesus is the suffering servant and the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, bringing salvation to all nations. And now, we turn to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, one of the most prominent prophets of the Hebrew Bible, lived during one of the most tumultuous periods in ancient Near Eastern history. His life and prophetic ministry were set against the backdrop of political upheaval, religious reform, and national tragedy, spanning the reigns of several kings of Judah. Jeremiah, born around the late 7th century BC in Anathoth, a village near Jerusalem, came from a priestly family. His life took a pivotal turn when he received his prophetic calling as a young man during the reign of King Josiah of Judah. Jeremiah 1 verses 1 to 2, the words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, one of the priests who were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. The book of Jeremiah begins with God's call to him, emphasizing that he was chosen before he was born. Jeremiah 1 verse 5, "Before I formed you in the womb I knew you, and before you were born I consecrated you, I appointed you a prophet to the nations." This divine commission set the stage for his life's work as a prophet. Jeremiah's ministry occurred during a period of significant political and religious change in the Near Eastern world, marked by the declining power of Assyria and the rise of the new Babylonian Empire. His prophetic career spanned the reigns of Judah's kings Josiah, Jehoahaz, Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin, and Zedekiah. King Josiah's reign, 640-609 BC, was notable for religious reforms aimed at purifying Yahweh's worship and centralizing it in Jerusalem. Jeremiah witnessed these reforms, which were sparked by the discovery of a book of law, likely a version of Deuteronomy, in the temple. Jeremiah's ministry became increasingly challenging under Josiah's successors. King Jehoiakim's reign, 609-598 BC, saw the resurgence of idolatry and social injustice, against which Jeremiah vociferously spoke. He critiqued the temple's false sense of security and the moral decay of Judah. His message was often met with hostility, leading to personal persecution. Under Jehoiakim, 598-597 BC, Jerusalem experienced its first siege by Babylon, resulting in the king's capture and the exile of many elites, an event Jeremiah had forewarned. The final phase of Jeremiah's ministry occurred under King Zedekiah, 597-586 BC. This period was marked by political intrigue as Judah oscillated between Babylonian and Egyptian alliances. Jeremiah consistently warned against rebelling against Babylon, arguing it was God's instrument of judgment. Jeremiah's prophecies culminated in 586 BC with the fall of Jerusalem to Nebuchadnezzar's Babylonian forces. The city's destruction, the burning of the temple, and the second and larger wave of exile were traumatic events that Jeremiah had long predicted. He lamented these events, which are captured in the Book of Lamentations, also traditionally attributed to him. Jeremiah's messages were characterized by calls for repentance, warnings of impending judgment, and promises of restoration. He criticized the social injustices of his time, including the exploitation of the poor and the vulnerable. Central to his message was the concept of a new covenant, a foundational concept for both Jewish and Christian theology. Jeremiah's ministry was marked by profound personal struggles. He lamented his role as a bearer of bad news, which often led to his isolation and persecution. Jeremiah's Confessions, a series of personal reflections found in the book, reveal his inner turmoil and his complex relationship with God. The book of Jeremiah is a combination of historical narrative, prophetic oracles, and poetic lamentations. It is not strictly chronological, but thematic in its arrangement. The book's composition is attributed to Jeremiah and his scribe, Baruch. The text reflects the linguistic and stylistic diversity corresponding to different stages of Jeremiah's life. Jeremiah's life and prophecies had a lasting impact on Jewish and Christian traditions. He is remembered as a prophet who courageously spoke truth to power, deeply empathized with his people's suffering, and held unwaveringly to his faith in God amidst adversity. His message of hope for restoration after judgment has resonated throughout history, providing a model of faithful endurance in the face of overwhelming challenges. His prophecies of a new covenant and a righteous branch from David's line have been influential in shaping messianic expectations in both Judaism and Christianity. Jeremiah's life, set against the backdrop of the end of the independent kingdom of Judah and the onset of the Babylonian exile, offers a powerful testimony to the role of the prophet as both a forth-teller and a foreteller. His messages, characterized by a blend of judgment and hope, reflect the complexities of his time and continue to inspire and challenge readers to this day. As a historical figure, Jeremiah stands as a symbol of faithfulness and resilience, his life a testament to the enduring power of prophetic witness in times of national crisis. Father, open our hearts to the cries of the marginalized and oppressed. Grant us the courage to speak truth to power, even when it's uncomfortable. And guide us on the path of justice and righteousness, even in the face of adversity. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.